January 1st, 1903. As we forgive those that trespass against us. Ellen G. White. Church members are to help one another. Christ has given directions for their guidance, declaring that they are to show an unselfish interest in one another. When one commits a sin, they are not to talk of it among themselves. They are to go to the one who has offended and talk with him in the Spirit of Christ. Tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. If thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Do church members obey this word? If in every institution established among us, in publishing houses, sanitariums, and schools, God's people had followed this plan as outlined in the Old and New Testaments, would we not stand today on vantage ground? The members of the church are to be faithful one to another. It is a sin to cherish anger against anyone. Christ looks upon anger as murder. He declares, I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. God has a controversy with that man. A man may think he has occasion for feeling angry, but his passionate words are a savor of death unto death. He who utters them is under the control of Satan. In heaven, his wicked railing is placed in the same list as swearing. There are many things that are not now seen in a true light, which in the day of the Lord will be made plain. But the question of forgiveness needs no interpretation. There is never a time or place where it is right for you or for me to say, I will not forgive my brother. I will not walk in fellowship with him. He who does this places himself in opposition to the teachings of Christ. If your brother does you an injustice ignorantly, and then holds out the hand of fellowship, saying, If I have erred and have done you an injury, forgive me. And you draw away from him, refusing to forgive, you walk away from the great counselor and need yourself to repent and be forgiven. If he does you an injury knowingly and afterward repents, saying, Forgive me, it is not for you to turn away, refusing to forgive him because you think that he does not feel humble enough and does not mean what he says. You have no right to judge him, because you cannot read the heart. If a brother errs, forgive him if he asks you. If he is not humble enough to ask, forgive him in your heart and express your forgiveness in word and act. Then his sin will not in any degree rest on you. Consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. If he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And we are not only to forgive 7 times, but 70 times 7. Just as often as God forgives us, we are to forgive one another. Christ sees that little heed is paid to his instruction. His people come to him in prayer, asking favors of him, while at the same time they are cherishing hatred against their brethren, not only thinking but speaking evil of them. God cannot bless them, for they refuse to put out of the way that which causes discord and variance. They would not appreciate the blessing of God should he give it to them as they desire. My brethren and sisters, prepare the way that you may come to God and be forgiven. Act your part in the work of confession. It is not your brother's sin that you are to confess, but your own. In doing this, you are making straight paths for your feet and for his, paths that will lead him to Christ. Mrs. E. G. White.